to 5. Ender Brady, good afternoon.
Ollie, how are you?
I'm good, Ender. Diana is all over the front pages in the UK.
Yeah, it's these tapes that Channel 4 have got hold of. They've never been broadcast in the UK before. And Diana's brother, Earl Spencer, you'll remember his amazing eulogy at her funeral. He is adamant that they should not be broadcast here. He says that they're very hurtful and they would be very damaging to William, Harry and other family members. Now, the story behind the tapes is that 1993, Diana went to see a voice coach. And they recorded many, many hours of footage. And this was his way of getting her to open up and see how she came across on camera and her voice. He asked her to tell her life story. Now, these tapes really were done in private and should never have seen the light of day after her death. They have been got hold of by broadcasters, and obviously people are putting together documentaries to mark the 20th anniversary of her death coming up at the end of August. I'm struggling with this one. Obviously, there's a public interest and people are still very, very curious and interested in Diana. But it is the very finer points of her private life. And Earl Spencer just makes the point that, you know, this will cause a lot of hurt if they're broadcast here. Channel 4 say they are of significant historical importance.
Yeah, well, the most popular show in television in Australia over the weekend was at Channel 7 Sunday Night, which aired the Diana documentary.
I saw that, yeah. Beat Survivor, beat everything else, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, those interviews with William and Harry. So there's certainly a lot of interest with the 20 years it is now. Gee, that time has just flown by. But an arrest in London over the death of a young man.
Well, this is pretty horrible violence we saw over the weekend. A lot of unrest. East End of London, Hackney and Dalston, there was a mini riot, barricades put up, mattresses set on fire, bins set on fire, and a police officer left with a very serious eye injury. All over the death the previous weekend of a 20-year-old man called Rashan Charles. Now, he had been chased by police officers. They chased him into a shop, and there he was seen to swallow an object. Now, he was rushed to hospital, and he died 1 hour later. There is a police investigation underway. The unrest basically came after a peaceful protest, which broke up very, very quietly. And then a few hours later, some people hijacked it and basically caused the violent scenes that we witnessed overnight Friday into Saturday in the East End of London. So ongoing police situation. The family are urging people not to react violently.
And just very quickly, Ender, how many drivers have been caught using their mobiles?
One every 7 minutes, and this is significant, Ollie. Basically, they've doubled the demerit points here now for using a mobile phone behind a wheel. You get 6 demerit points plus a $400 fine.
Ooh.
And that is not even enough of a deterrent. One driver every 7 minutes is being caught.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be pretty similar here too. Thank you, mate. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, Ollie.